Good evening. I'm Gigi Arnetta with your InfoWars Nightly News this Monday, August 12, 2013. Here's what's coming up.
Tonight, the NSA has no plans to stop spying, so get used to it, America. The lies fueling the destructive drug war have begun to crumble. And Gigi Arnetta sits down with Mike Cargill to discuss your Second Amendment rights. All this and more on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Top story tonight, former NSA boss says that the government's going to continue surveillance, so you better get used to it. Former NSA and CIA boss Michael Hayden went on Face the Nation Sunday and told America the NSA's Fourth Amendment busting surveillance program is lawful, effective, and appropriate.
The oversight regime for this was already quite good. He pointed out there have been no abuses under him or under his predecessor. The president is trying to take some steps to make the American people more comfortable about what it is we're doing. That's going to be hard because, frankly, Bob, some steps to make Americans more comfortable will actually make Americans less safe.
What you're not reading about is the government actually abusing these programs and listening in on people's phone calls or inappropriately reading people's emails. If you are the ordinary person and you start seeing a bunch of headlines saying, U.S., Big Brother, looking down on you, collecting telephone records, etc., well, understandably, people would be concerned. I would be, too, if I wasn't inside the government.
As you noticed, he was telling the people right in front of him, which was the press, that they weren't really being wiretapped and spied on. Kind of like what happened last week on Jay Leno.
I had the programs reviewed. We put in some additional safeguards to make sure that there's federal court oversight as well as congressional oversight, that there is no spying on Americans.
FEMA was demanding 24-hour delivery of emergency food reserves. This was on our InfoWars page. FEMA recently contacted My Patriot Supply, a provider of bulk food reserves, requesting immediate delivery of truckloads of food within a 24-hour period. Instead of soliciting for the food in the normal manner via the Federal Business Opportunities website and, thereby saving money, FEMA is now directly contacting suppliers in order to secure overnight delivery of bulk foods. The snapshot above shows one of the emails My Patriot Supply received from FEMA. Now, Patriot Supply has said that they've decided to decline doing business with them. So I want to make sure that you know that this is a new development, and they say that they prefer not to take care of the 24-hour delivery that they were requesting. Dr. Sanjay Gupta mentions why I changed my mind on weed, saying he didn't look hard enough until now. I didn't look far enough. I didn't review papers from smaller labs in other countries doing some remarkable research, and I was too dismissive of the loud chorus of legitimate patients whose symptoms improved on cannabis. They didn't have the science to support that claim, and I now know that when it comes to marijuana, neither of those things are true. It doesn't have a high potential for abuse, and there are very legitimate medical applications. In fact, sometimes marijuana is the only thing that works. Take the case of Charlotte Fiji, who I met in Colorado. She started having seizures soon after birth. By age 3, she was having 300 a week, despite being on 7 different medications. Medical marijuana has calmed her brain, limiting her seizures to 2 or 3 a month. We now know that while estimates vary, marijuana leads to dependence in around 9 to 10% of its adult users. By comparison, cocaine, a Schedule II substance with less abuse potential than Schedule I drugs, hooks 20% of those who use it, and around 25% of heroin users become addicted. The worst is tobacco, where the number is closer to 30% of smokers, many of whom go on to die because of their addiction. Meanwhile, in Wisconsin, the Solidarity sing-along singers are having issues with the police. They are now telling people not only if they are singing in the Capitol that they'll be arrested, but if you're watching. They're telling spectators, lawmakers, and even tourists that they can't watch the Solidarity sing-along in the Capitol because there's just too many people.
Declaring this an unlawful event. Please move outside.
Our Constitution has been decimated by the people that we elected to protect and serve. Well, in Wisconsin, you'll get arrested if you sing. If you go to solidaritysingalong.org, you'll see what's going on. This week, they've got up to 85 citations handed out, and they've arrested people for singing. The cops told bystanders, including lawmakers and tourists, they told them that they had to leave. They said that they're going to leave because otherwise they were going to be arrested for watching an unlawful event. They declared it an unlawful event. Now, all of this is happening on the heels of a decision that was made on July 8th by U.S. District Judge William Connolly that the Capitol Police's rule requiring a permit for any gathering of four or more people is unconstitutional. Connolly ruled that the police could only require a permit for groups larger than 20. And they warned him for a week, saying that this was an unlawful event. At one point, there were at least 60 people down there on the floor. The Capitol Police continued their crackdown in the rotunda on Thursday, all of this happening at the Wisconsin State Capitol.
Portland Road, number
205. Subject to arrest.
We don't even live in Wisconsin.
We don't. We're
so they're tourists.
He told me that it has been declared an unlawful event because there are more than 20 people here. I told him that I was not with the group that I was watching, and that even though I was just watching, just videoing, I had to leave or I would be subject to arrest.
Could be subject to arrest.
Really? And what happens with the First and Fourth Amendment?
The fines are up to $200 for assembling without a permit. So now you have to have a permit to sing at the Wisconsin State Capitol. Remember, the fight is on. Sign up for PrisonPlanet.tv today, and you can give your username and password to up to 10 people. I'm Gigi Urnetta with your InfoWars Nightly News Bulletin. So in Wisconsin, you get arrested for singing. There goes our First Amendment. In Miami, a man who's been locked up for 27 years may see daylight. He's a British man that's locked up for murder, and he may walk away after stunning new evidence he was set up by bent cops and drug cartels. Could finally free him. He was once a multi-millionaire food and property magnate whose horses raced the Queens at Royal Ascot, Mr. Maharaj. Has been a prisoner for 27 years, and the first 16 of them on death row, facing the electric chair. According to papers reviewed by a Florida court last week, Mr. Maharaj was victimized by the pervasive environment of corruption and drug traffic endemic at the time, the 1980s, when cocaine money entered the bloodstream of the city of Miami. The result, say these documents, was a respectable businessman with an impeccable legal record, found himself trapped by corrupt police officers and witnesses who lied in order to protect the real killers, the hitmen from Colombia's notorious Medellin drugs cartel. You might have remembered recently that the Air Force took 24 tons of cocaine to Miami from Costa Rica. You can see the article on Prison Planet. So who's the real criminal? And in New York, the NYPD stop and frisk program was ruled in violation of our rights. The NYPD's policy of stop and frisk tactics violates rights, the judge rules. No one should live in fear of being stopped whenever he leaves his home to go about the activities of daily life, Schindelin wrote in her opinion.
In that case, incidentally, I think we disproportionately stop whites too much and minorities too little.
So Bloomberg says he's going to appeal the ruling. And that's not surprising since he's really been pushing the stop and frisk program in New York. A lot of youth are really having problems with it, and a lot of people are, too, because they stop a lot of people on the road for basically anything they feel like pulling you over for, or if you're walking on a sidewalk, they'll stop and frisk you. So now for the Daily Quote by Thomas Paine. The cause of America is in a great measure the cause of all mankind. The real power lies in we, the people. So show your support today. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv and give your username and password to up to 10 people. Vote with your dollars. This is a way to do it. Vote against tyranny. In studio today, I have Mike Cargill from Central Texas Gunworks. Hear what he has to say about the Second Amendment and what your rights are. Stick around till after the break. Now you can watch Alex Jones live at Infowars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
You can also browse the network, the Infowars Nightly News,
and over 60 movies and documentaries all together in one place.
You can watch the Alex Jones radio show live as it happens.
So check it out, Infowars.com/show.
Authoritarian control freaks throughout history have sought to make populations dependent. The United Nations openly has talked about using food as a weapon against the Third World and the industrialized First World. State Department Memorandum 200, developed by Henry Kissinger, called for destroying the food capacity, not just of the United States, but every country in the world, so they could use food scarcity as a political weapon of control. Just a decade ago, less than 10 million Americans were on food stamps. 4 years ago, it was 25 million. It's now reached almost 50 million. Socialist health care is designed to destroy our health care system. The establishment wants you to be a bunch of cowardly, dumbed-down people who can't stand up for yourselves. That's why they're rushing to try to restrict citizens owning firearms. Because since the early 1990s, gun ownership has gone straight up, while violent crime has gone straight down by 49%. And globalist-controlled strongholds like Chicago and New York, where they've taken the citizens' guns, have the highest crime rates in the world. What am I getting at here? The system doesn't want you to be self-sufficient. That's why I promote the fact that you should go out, buy firearms, and go take lessons and learn how to use them. I want you to stand up for your birthright of liberty and freedom. During a serious meltdown, they're going to tell you, hey, you want food? Turn in your guns. And that's why we need to put the globalists in check. And then finally bring them to checkmate by being self-sufficient, by being prepared, by having a garden, by learning how to can your own foods, by having friends and family and community that will stand together. But at the heart of that is having quality, storable foods. And that's why I went out more than a decade ago and found the very best food company to be my sponsor, eFoods Direct. They're the company that I personally use for my emergency food storage preparation, whether it be for natural disasters or the tyranny that is intensifying. So give them a call, 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the weekly and monthly specials. And there's a lot of other reasons. Privacy, you name it. When you want high-quality, storable foods, you go to the experts, and that's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the full list of specials.
The two-week food supply provides one adult with 81 servings of healthy, delicious, storable food for 14 days.
The one-month food supply provides 192 servings for 28 days.
And then there's the one-month family food pack. It will change the way you look at the food in your pantry. Every time you eat one of these meals, you are eating healthy, delicious food and saving a lot of money.
The three-month food supply, 576 servings of storable food for 91 days.
And the one-year food supply will provide you with 2,304 servings of healthy, delicious, storable food for one full year.
Your meals are as delicious and nutritious tonight as they'll be in 25 years.
Bottom line, there's a bunch of specials at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can also call them at the toll-free number on your screen, and they can send you a catalog with all the specials detailed and tell you about the weekly and monthly specials that they're always running. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find all the specials or call the toll-free number. And so in closing, when you buy from eFoodsDirect.com, you are supporting the radio broadcast, the nightly news, the magazine, the films, and everything we're doing. Because we're not like MSNBC or Media Matters that get government and corporate funding to bring down America and bring in tyranny. We are funded by our sponsors and you, the viewers and listeners, that support them. Again, that's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633. And when you're also visiting Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, you can click on the banners to take you to the weekly and monthly specials. It's like the Hank Williams Jr. song, "A Country Boy Can Survive," because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run because these boys were raised on shotguns. Well, there aren't really a lot of good old boys left anymore, are there? And those that are out there are demonized and are enemy number one by Homeland Security. And good old boys come in all shapes, colors, and sizes. They're people that aren't chumps who understand that they're going to take care of their family and that nobody else is. They're people that understand that if somebody else is taking care of them, that makes them a slave. And that the government doesn't want you dependent because they want to build a great future for you. They want to get you dependent so they can social engineer us. So the answer is get self-sufficient, become men again, and tell the New World Order to go straight to hell. Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com and eFoods Direct, our great sponsor.
Today I'm talking with Mike Cargo from Texas Gunworks. We're going to talk about where you can carry a gun as a concealed handgun license gun owner. Mike, thank you so much for being here on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Wow. So the bill never even made it to the floor, it sounds like.
Right. Concealed carry on campus never made it, never came up in the special session for the first, second, or third session. And concealed carry on campus, what that is we're asking for CHO holders, everyone else, the people that we have vetted and said that these people can carry everywhere else in the state of Texas. They can carry in restaurants, gas stations, movie theaters, right, grocery stores. They can carry in the bank. We're saying those people there, 21 and up, should be able to carry inside of a building of a college campus. All right. So, so basically, you know, everywhere else that where there's murder, you know, sexual assaults, everywhere else, you know, you can protect yourself there, but you can't protect yourself on a college campus. So this never came up at all.
Okay. So if you have a concealed carry license now, or and you got it, say, last month, and you don't frequent the University of Texas, say, and you go there unknowingly, they can give you a ticket for that with a gun on you?
Well, if you go inside the building, it's actually a felony. Right now, the way the law is, with the CHL, you can have the handgun on a college campus on the streets, sidewalks, parking lots, or garages.
Okay.
You can't go into the building, can't go into the soccer field, football field when there's an activity going on. You cannot participate in any school-sponsored activity. But with the concealed handgun license, as long as you stay on the streets, sidewalks, parking lots, or garages, then you're fine. You can walk all the way through that campus. Don't go into the building.
So if you have a concealed handgun license, where else can you not go with it?
Sure. Anywhere where someone decides to post what they call a 30.06 sign, 30.06.
Okay.
You can't carry there. So any private business owner that owns a business and they don't want CHO holders, concealed handgun license holders, to carry there, they will post a 30.06 sign. Only the criminals can carry.
Okay, right. Only the criminals can do anything they want, right?
Right.
Okay, so they usually put those signs at front of the business.
Correct. And of course, you know, you can't carry in your federal buildings. You can't go into the courthouse, anything like that. So those are some of the things you want to look out for. And we go over all this stuff in class.
Now, there's some changes coming to the class, right?
Yes, that is correct. Starting September the 1st of this year, you'll be able to attend a course, and it'll be shorter for you. Right now it's 10 to 15 hours, and then starting September the 1st, it'll be 4 to 6 hours.
Well, that sure does make it a lot easier for the person who wants to get a license, but how good is that really? Are you learning less? Are you just cramming? Or
no, a lot of times we can cover the information in a short period of time. We're actually prolonging that class and stretching it out, showing a lot of videos to make it go 10 hours. So most of the time we actually can, you know, do it in 4, 5 hours, 6 hours. We can reduce that time. And so we're saying, hey, you know, and actually in reality, it should be, it should be a constitutional right. You really shouldn't need a class. You shouldn't be made to go to a class. You know, you have the right to carry a firearm and protect yourself as long as you're a law-abiding citizen. So you shouldn't have to sit through a course in the first place.
What are the benefits for someone that's going into a class? What would you say to somebody who's thinking about doing it, but's kind of on the fence?
I would suggest they take a beginner course first, learn everything about that firearm, learn how to shoot it, learn the safety surrounding that firearm and making sure that your children or any unauthorized individuals don't get access to it.
So that seems to be a pretty big problem, people not putting them in safes or keeping them in safes, people not putting them in safes or locking up their weapons.
Right, and that's going to be, that's when personal responsibility, you know, kicks into play. You, as an adult, you're responsible for making sure that firearm doesn't get into the wrong, into the hands of the wrong person.
And there are a lot of gun shows going on right now. And if you want to purchase a gun, I mean, it's amazing. I went to one a few weeks ago and it was packed. Actually, it was overpacked. But they're changing some of that too. You mentioned something about this square thing that goes on the phone.
Right.
For our viewers who might not know, it goes on top of your phone and you can swipe a credit card. You don't even have to have a machine to do it. That is causing a little bit of a ruckus inside of the sales at the gun shows and other places, right?
Correct. Whenever I do business at my store or if I do business at a gun show, I still have to do a background check and all that stuff and process the person's, you know, transaction, whether I'm going to accept cash, check, or credit card. If I'm going to take a credit card, I use Square. Well, no longer am I going to use Square. Because they came out just a week or so ago stating that they were not going to allow firearm purchases using their credit card processing. So, you know, hey, if they don't want our money, you know, then we're not going to do business with them.
Did they give you a sheet or anything that said why they wouldn't allow Square?
No, I saw a report. It was in a news report, and it's chatter been going back and forth online. They said, hey, you know, they're not going to allow you to use Square when you're doing firearms transactions. I said, hey, so we're done with that. And I'm asking someone out there who wants a business venture, you know, cause I'm not going to get mad at Square. I'm going to say, hey, if you don't want our money, we're not going to give it to you.
Right.
But if you want a business venture, you want to start something out, and go forward with something, come out with your own processing, your credit card processing company and go forth. Cause now you have an opportunity to get the gun community behind you.
Absolutely. And that's a big community.
Yes.
So, okay, we've talked about Square a little bit. What are you seeing in the trends as far as purchasing? What are the changes you've seen?
Well, ammunition is coming back a little bit. Also, more manufacturers are getting their firearms out there, so we're getting more inventory. So that's good. So we're getting away from the big rush that we had early in the year, like January, February, and March.
Right.
So now we got our inventory, we got our ammunition, so it's starting looking good now. We're getting ready for the wintertime.
What about 9mm? Can you find it?
I'm saving that 9mm for our students.
Oh, I see. I see how you are.
It's coming in.
What about the girls? I hear that there's a lot of pink.
Yes.
Is that true?
Oh, yes. We're coming out with pink holsters. We have this nice new holster that we have. It's a bra holster. And we made our first pink one, and it's for a 380. And so the ladies can actually clip it to their bra. And so, you know, some people call it a flashbang. I think someone's got that name or whatever.
Right.
We call them a bra holster. So someone wants to sexually assault you, pull it up, you show them what they want to see, and then you pull that gun out and then give them what they don't want.
Right. Nice. Flashbang. Huh?
Exactly.
Wow, that just gives a whole new meaning to concealing, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Okay. Also, what have you seen as far as the ammunition? You said that you can't get a hold of 9mm so much, but what about the hollow point? What do you see as far as coming out from manufacturing right now? Are there any changes, anything new?
Yeah, 9mm hollow point's coming out. There's a lot of that right now. Also, 45 is coming back. So the stock is definitely replenishing. So it's coming back in.
Well, that's a good sign. But that probably means that they are coming up with bigger weapons. And so the, you know, ammunition is just...
Your manufacturers are actually starting to catch up a little bit. And a lot of that is because your Department of Homeland Security decided that they were going to stockpile so much ammunition getting ready for whatever they're getting ready for. So that, you know, depleted stock plus people were... what the president said, his current administration, mm-hmm. of coming after everyone's guns... People just started to, you know, say, well, maybe we should, you know, start, you know, hiding some ammunition and stuff like that in our homes, you know, because we're, you know, not sure what the government's going
to
do.
It's hard to tell because there's not a lot of truth coming from you know, D.C., District of Criminals.
Exactly.
So speaking of Department of Homeland Security here in Austin, they're going to be doing some kind of training in the next 3 weeks. I don't know if you heard about it, but should we be on the lookout for anything, would you say?
Tell you, have your cameras ready, you know, be aware, make sure that you don't have any false reporting going on, you know, you don't have some cover up of some other, you know, activities or something like that. So definitely be on your P's and Q's because I'm always skeptical whenever, you know, DHS steps into a town. There's something weird always happens.
Right, it seems like it.
Right.
DHS, well,
especially
yeah.
when you have the University of Texas involved.
Yeah, you know, they were flying the doomsday plane here a few weeks ago, and that alone gives you that creepy vibe. But to think you mix that up with the Department of Homeland Security and it being right at your front doorstep makes
right.
you want to lock the car doors when you're driving, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. Got to beware.
Okay, did you see the urban assault vehicles that they've been giving to the police departments?
No, I have not.
Yeah, take a look at that. That'll wake you up.
Ugh.
Seems like the military's been doing some donating.
Well, you know, people need to get out there, purchase that firearm, learn the safety surrounding that firearm, and learn how to use it and protect themselves, get you some ammunition and stockpile it. Because I'm telling you, when they come after your guns, give them your bullets first.
Hey, and tell us more about your place, about your store.
Central Texas Gun Works, we actually just started doing level 3, level 2, level 3, level 4 private security. We also do beginning handgun class. We do concealed handgun class and advanced pistol courses. We like to try to help people deploy that firearm when they need it for self-defense, whether they're going to carry it inside their ankle, on their strong side, small the back, or for the ladies inside that purse.
Right.
We want to help them
or
actually.
Or in their bra.
Or in that bra. We want to help them present that firearm, you know, to stop that threat, because they may only have 3 or 4 seconds to draw that firearm.
What's the next class you have coming up?
We have a concealed handgun class that's going on right now. We have a concealed handgun class going on Saturday. We do them every Saturday, every other Sunday, every other Thursday, every other Tuesday, and we do private one-on-one classes.
Okay, so you do it all the time.
We do it all the time.
All right. Well, I just want to thank you so much for being here, Michael. This is exciting.
Wow. Thank you for having me. And like I said, when they come after your guns, give them your bullets first.
Oh, okay. There you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mike Cargill sounds like he's behind the Second Amendment. Are you? Show your support by going to InfoWarsStore.com and get your Second Amendment t-shirt, your Come and Take It t-shirt, or if you like pink, you can get your pink t-shirt. Yes, it's got a pink gun on it. I've got my t-shirt with a pink gun on it to go with my pink gun I'm going to purchase and my flashbang holster. So get your shirt today. Whether you like pink guns or not, you can get a Come and Take It t-shirt. I am Gigi Arnetta, and this has been your InfoWars Nightly News.
Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at InfoWars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at InfoWars.com/show.